Country Bob FM. It's the Bob Almanac here today. Neil, virtual Neil.
Let's do it.
We're getting going here today, Thursday, May 28th, 149 in and 217 full, complete, 24 hours, two trips around the analog clock face left to go in 2020. 1897 this date. Let's sing the Jell-O jingle together, shall we?
Watch it glimmer, see it shimmer, cool and fruity. Jell-O brand, Jell-O, Jell-O, Jell-O. Of all desserts, you'll love the one that tastes so light and makes such fun. Make Jell-O, gelatin, and make some fun.
Jell-O introduced on this date. Neil, can you look up the relation between gelatin and horse hooves?
I'll look that up.
Just see if there's any correlation or relation between the two. So Jell-O, this date, 1897. Anybody who's probably 40 or older, maybe 35 or older, remember the Jell-O salad, which really wasn't salad at all. It seems like they've fallen out of favor. Who in the world thought of putting shaved carrots in Jell-O? Was it necessary? Was it that old thing where you're trying to extend it, where they put corn and goulash to, yeah, we need to extend it. We got 12 kids here, guys. Mom and dad here. We need to put corn. We need to put filler in there. Why don't just put sawdust in there, huh? Just put sawdust like they do in dog food. And let's get it over with. Anyway, so before 1897 and Jell-O was introduced, what did people bring to church potlucks? That's a good question. 1897, 1934 in the news.
It's the story of the Dionne quintuplets, the world's most famous babies. These are the very first films ever made of the newly born Annette, Yvonne, Marie, check, Emily, and check. Cecile.
We got them all in there. The Dionne quintuplets, quints as they call them. Born in Ontario to Olivia and Elzire Dionne, babies were the first quintuplets to survive infancy. This date, 1934. 1957, baseball on the move.
Battles raging in the New York press, but the Giants are on their way, beckoned by the promise of the West. At Ebbets Field, the same, perhaps more controversy here than anywhere else. The Cathedral of the Underdog vacated.
It was a sad day for fans of the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants. They were heading west. Again, the Giants almost came here. There were discussions of the Giants coming here and playing at Met Stadium and not the Washington Centers that eventually happened in 1961. So the Dodgers and the Giants moved out west. It was a shifting landscape, no doubt. In Major League Baseball, 1957, and they announced it during the 57 season, which had to be kind of difficult for the fans. It's a whole Norm Green sucks thing again, right? They were shouting the names of the general managers and whoever else. Maybe they didn't do that. Maybe the fans are more civil in the late 50s than they were in the early 90s. 1959, some space news.
Dressed in protective spacesuits and wired so that readings on their physiological reactions can be transmitted to the ground, the rhesus monkey and the much smaller squirrel monkey are secured in separate capsules in the nose cone of a Jupiter missile. Prime purpose of the flight was to test the nose cone re-entry. In a sense, the monkeys were hitchhikers.
Where else are you going to hear a newsreel about two monkeys that got blasted into space other than the Bob Almanac, right? It was monkeys Abel and Baker safely returned to Earth. They had a little trip up into space. They flew them up there in the upper atmosphere, suborbital, I believe, and then they came back, and everything was good. 1959. You know, we were supposed to have a couple of guys go up to space yesterday. SpaceX, NASA, Cape Canaveral going up to the International Space Station. Couldn't do it. Weather was too bad. They're going to do it on Saturday. And you know those astronauts, their names? Bob and Doug. I didn't check and see if they were brothers and their last names were McKenzie, but they're going to take off. No, that's funny. I don't care who you are. 1983 on this date, we started hearing the name Weird Al a little bit more.
Hello, say I'm home. Oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Ricky.
This is exactly what 80s music needed. About 1983, it was getting stale. Madonna was on her way, but we hadn't heard Madonna yet. Weird Al.
Hey, Ricky! Hey, Ricky!
Oh, Lucy, you're so fine.
So on the same day, Ricky, this song made national news and headlines, and it hit number 63 on the charts. And because of the success of Ricky by Weird Al Yankovic, also on this very same day, 1983, he left his job as a mail clerk. He was working as a mail clerk at a post office, and he realized, you know what? I'm going to make it big. I'm going to make big money making funny, silly little parody hits, and he has done quite well. And it kind of all started, although he did My Bologna and another one, Rides the Bus, the first kind of national exposure for him beyond Dr. Demento, beginning in 1983 on this date. 1990, the longest wheelie up to this point. The record has since been broken, but David the Pixie Robillard, went 5 hours, 12 minutes, and 33 seconds of consecutive wheelies. And I was wondering, was it on a motorcycle? What was it on? Was it a wheelchair? It was a bike. It was a regular bike. He had the banana seat and kind of the chopper handlebars, and he wheelied for over 5 hours. He was from Guernsey, British Channel Islands there in the English Channel. And an American actually took the record. And then this guy tried to do it again maybe 7-8 years ago. Couldn't do it. His advanced age just would not allow him to go more than 5 hours again. That was in 90. 94, Dave Winfield, may have heard of him. One of only 6 players to ever be drafted by 3 different professional leagues. He was drafted, obviously, baseball. Drafted by NBA and ABA teams, Atlanta and Utah. And then he was drafted by the Vikings in what was then the 17th round. They only have 17 rounds now. But Dave Winfield was drafted by the Vikings. Talk about all-around athlete. And on this date, Dave Winfield, as a Minnesota Twin, he went 3-for-3. He reached base 6 times with 3 walks. And one of those hits in there, he passed Rod Carew, another Twin great, at 3,054 for 15th on the all-time hits list. Sad day in 1998.
Phil Hartman, who gained fame on Saturday Night Live, was found shot dead in his home, apparently killed by his wife, who then committed suicide. ABC's Carla Wohl has more from Los Angeles.
His wife, Bryn, who was a native of Minnesota, northern Minnesota native, I believe, but they were both found dead in their Encino, California home on this date. Phil Hartman's just 49, one of the funniest guys that... I mean, SNL and all the things that he did, man of a million voices and characters. Who could forget this?
Besides, Mrs. Clinton asked us not to let you into any more fast food places.
Well, I just want to mingle with the American people, talk with some real folks, maybe get a Diet Coke or something.
All right, fine. But please, don't tell Mrs. Clinton.
Jim, let me tell you something. There's going to be a whole bunch of things we don't tell Mrs. Clinton.
So talented and so tired. So sad that we had to say goodbye to him on this date in 98 at only 49. So much good stuff still ahead in his life. Cut short this date, 1998. 2006, a little more baseball for you.
The pitch. Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep to center. Out of here. 750.
Hey, Virtual Neil.
The wait is over.
What do you think of Barry Bonds?
Cheater.
Barry Bonds on this date hit number 715. He passes Babe Ruth. Asterisk, of course, needed behind many of those home runs from Barry Bonds.
Cheater.
That was 2006. 2010.
Of a child star, Gary Coleman, who as a boy provided so much amusement, so many laughs on the hit show Different Strokes, died today in a Utah hospital 2 days after suffering a brain hemorrhage. He was just 42 years old.
It was a shocking death of Gary Coleman. Of course, Arnold from Different Strokes. What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Kimberly, Miss Garrett, Uncle Jethro? It was just sad. And he was hilarious on Different Strokes. But if you really want to see something, you got to see him when he was on Good Times. It was just before Different Strokes started, and he appeared on Good Times. And that is as funny as I've seen a little kid on a TV show ever. That's even funnier than anything he did, I think, on Different Strokes, his appearance on a couple of episodes on Good Times. But Gary Coleman, 10 years ago, passed away at just 42 years old. And then 4 years ago in the news.
This morning, the Cincinnati Zoo defending its decision to put down the 17-year-old endangered silverback named Harambe.
That child's life was in danger, and people who question that or are Monday morning quarterbacks or second guessers don't understand that you can't take a risk with a silverback gorilla. They're very big.
That was a three-year-old boy who fell into the gorilla enclosure. He dragged him back and forth, up and down, and among some of the rocks and cement in this little water moat that they had there, and they ended up having to shoot the 400-pound gorilla this date at the Cincinnati Zoo, 2016. Birthdays. Ready for the birthdays, Virtual Neil?
Let's do it.
Thank you. Now that he has given us clearance and go ahead, we can progress and proceed here with the birthdays. Jerry West, Basketball Hall of Famer. He is 82 today. Jerry West, he's the logo, the NBA logo. That's his silhouette, much like the MLB logo is. I don't know if it's ever been confirmed, but it certainly does look like Harmon Killebrew. But the NBA logo, Jerry West, is 82.
For the man.
Oh, I had to get the pips in there. Gladys Knight, with or without her pips, she was outstanding, but she was always better, I think, with the pips. Gladys Knight, if you don't like Midnight Train to Georgia, we're going to have to start an investigation. Gladys Knight, 76.
My eyes are getting weary, my back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic.
So that's Billy Vera. Billy Vera and the Beaters. This is the theme from one of my favorite shows, King of Queens, Kevin James, Leah Remini. So he sang the theme to this. He also did that song At This Moment that was made famous and became a hit because of its use on Family Ties. Billy Vera is 76 today. John Fogerty. We just heard him yesterday on the All Request Lunch Hour with his Blue Ridge Rangers doing Jambalaya. Here he is with CCR. Not a good breakup with CCR when he left. Contentious would be a word you could use. But certainly a distinct sound, and his guitar has a distinct sound. John Fogerty is 75. Oh, boy, more baseball.
Gibson swings and a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run. Unbelievable. A home run for Gibson. And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw.
Vin Scully had a pretty good call on TV, but I'll tell you, the radio call by Jack Buck of that Kirk Gibson 1988 home run, I think I prefer. I don't believe what I just saw, I think, is just wonderful. It's glorious. And Kirk Gibson, who was that guy, he was with the Tigers and, of course, Dodgers and the National League MVP in 1988. He's 63 on this date here today. The guy could barely walk. He couldn't walk. What's his name? Yoda, who we talked about yesterday, can barely walk. That was pretty much Kirk Gibson when he hit that home run. That's how amazing it was. When you got great hand-eye coordination and great wrists, and you can flick the wrist and make contact, you just never know. Lead singer, the Fine Young Cannibals, you may remember him. They had a couple of hits, a couple of number ones, including this one, 1989's She Drives Me Crazy. Roland Gift is 59. Seinfeld.
Who is this perverted little weasel?
This is Costanza. He's our new bra salesman. He's supposed to start on Monday.
If he's here on Monday, you're not. Take your pick.
George Costanza is a perverted little weasel, according to Krista Miller, with a little cameo on Seinfeld. You probably remember her best as one of Drew Carey's friends on The Drew Carey Show or Cougar Town, Scrubs. She's 56. Phil Vassar is 56 also today. We know how he sounds. In fact, I think we'll kick off the Bobathon with a Phil Vassar tune. Probably his first hit. Phil Vassar is 56.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on.
As much as I'd love to, we won't be playing any Kylie Minogue during the Bobathon. But here she is.
Come on, baby.
Redoing the Locomotion. This song has been a top five song 3 times on the American chart. I'm sounding like Casey Casey. Little Eva. Grand Funk Railroad. And now, Kylie Minogue. Somebody should do it now and make it 4. Kylie Minogue from England. How old is she? Kylie Minogue is 52. Nick from New Girl. This guy's hilarious.
No, I don't wash the towel. The towel washes me. Who washes a towel, right?
He was Nick on New Girl. Jake Johnson is his real name. They need to find him his own show. This guy's funny. Find that man a new show somewhere, someplace. Maybe they have, and I haven't found it yet. Jake Johnson is 42. And Michael Orr, who was the subject of The Blind Side. He was the big kid, football player, went to Ole Miss. And, of course, the movie Blind Side was about him. He's now retired. Michael Orr, he was a mountain of a man and a gentle giant, as we found out in the movie. Michael Orr is 34. Birthdays now today, Neil. We're going to move on now with the Gone But Not Forgotten. Is that okay?
I'm ready, Jim.
All right. Jim Thorpe. Talk about multi-dimensional athletes like Dave Winfield. Jim Thorpe might be the best athlete ever. He was voted the best athlete of the 20th century. The guy won gold medals, decathlons, pentathlons, played professional football, Major League Baseball, could do anything. He's very good at cornhole and horseshoes and anything. It just didn't matter. Jim Thorpe, 1888. Ian Fleming gave us this guy.
I admire your luck, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Ian Fleming, I believe many people don't know, he also gave us Barney the Purple Dinosaur. Ian Fleming, 1908. She was Vera.
You're not really you, are you?
Who am I not really?
I don't like to say. I have to be careful, because you see, last week I saw Farrah Fawcett, and just last night, Burt Reynolds, and neither one of them turned out to be either one of them.
Oh. Well, don't worry, this time you're right. I really am Carol Burnett.
A cameo by Telly Savalas, Kojak himself, at Mel's Diner. You just never knew who was going to walk through the door at Mel's Diner. Telly Savalas, Adam West, George Burns, Barney the Purple Dinosaur. There's Beth Holland. I always wanted to spill and be as good at spilling straws as Beth Holland was. Vera, the dinghy chick from Alice, 1941. Longtime girlfriend of Clint Eastwood in our Gone But Not Forgotten list.
And I cry when you're blue.
Must you sing that disgusting music?
Do you want to sing a duet of Barroom Buddies?
No, I do not want to sing a duet of Barroom Buddies. And if I'd only known you were going to the next town instead of the one nearest the motel, I would never have gotten into this vehicle.
Little did she know, Clint was actually singing to himself, because that was Barroom Buddies on the radio. Clint singing with Merle Haggard. It was classic. It was great. It was Sandra Locke. If it was a Clint Eastwood movie, Sandra Locke was in it. And they never did get married. 1944, Gone But Not Forgotten. And Gary Stewart.
I've got this drinking thing to keep from thinking things.
She's acting single. I'm drinking doubles.
Who you been with? What you've done?
This is called Drinking Thing. Out of Hand is probably my favorite Gary Stewart song. You always know it's Gary Stewart. He's just very distinctive sound. Gary Stewart, 1945. And now, Neil, they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
That's it for today's Almanac here on Bob FM. It's a Bobathon next, kicking off your no-repeat workday. Also, of course, we'll be here for the all-request lunch hour, noon to one. What else do I have to do, right? Noon to one, nothing but requests.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Bye.